Cliff, tell me about your technology and what you use out there in the field.
Oh, well, the BFRO, which is one of the groups that I participate in, has a backer right now that has supplied some of us with high-tech technology, pardon my redundancy. But I've been blessed with two thermal imagers. Basically, they see an infrared. Infrared light is basically heat that comes off of things. So when you're hunting nocturnal mammals, you know, these things, we produce heat. So that you could be given almost no better tool than finding nocturnal mammals than a thermal imager. And, of course, this is hooked up to a recordable DVR. So whatever the thermal imager is looking at is being recorded at the same time in digital format.
I've seen a couple of those pictures on the Bigfoot Research Organization's website, BFRO.net. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, because you get a full image of a creature. In this particular case, it looks like a deer that was shot and tested. But it's pretty remarkable stuff there, Cliff.
What struck me when I first saw the deer, I was thinking, oh, look, you can see the hair color or something. And I realized, oh, no, I'm just being foolish. That's just a different part of the deer that's radiating more heat. So the hair patterns actually radiate different amounts of heat. And what I noticed when looking at humans, for example, through thermal imagers, is that their heads radiate so much more heat than the rest of their body. And we've started collecting images and video of various mammals, as many different kinds of mammals, including humans, as we can, because it's only a matter of time until we get Sasquatches on these thermal imagers. And it's going to be important to have, a database of all the different other animals out in the woods so we can compare, like, okay, this is a Squatch. It's obviously not a person because this is what a person looks like. Of course, I don't know who the volunteer is going to be filmed naked through a thermal imager as well. So, we're going to have a naked human on there because you can obviously tell when a human's wearing clothes through a therm.
Right.
But someone's going to have to be filmed naked. And
how close does a creature have to be to the thermal imager?
How close?
Yeah. Before it picks him up or picks it up.
I would think that if. The problem is if it's too far away, it's just going to look like a blob of light. I would say if the critter is about 150, well, I don't know, these things are pretty big. I wouldn't want to scan like the opposite side of a valley or something because you would just see a speck of light moving and you wouldn't be able to tell what it is. But basically, if you can see it like during daylight, and you can tell it has arms and legs, you'll be able to tell it has arms and legs through the therms as well.
Okay, so if it's far away, you might not be able to determine what it is, but you know it's something alive, right?
If it's moving around.
Okay.
It turns out that rocks radiate an amazing amount of heat all through the night, and I've been fooled several times by coming across a very strong heat source. And I actually had to stay on it for, you know, a minute or something just to see if it was going to move. And it can be a tricky thing because for everything I've heard about Sasquatches after talking to, you know, quite a few witnesses and reading everything I can and all that sort of stuff, Sasquatches are amazingly patient. So if one is hiding and crouching behind a bush or something, it probably won't be moving soon. In fact, there's a couple times on one of the BFRO expeditions, up in Washington, a fellow researcher of mine, they had a Squatch approaching them down the hillside, and it was like breaking branches and screaming and doing all this sort of stuff. And my friend Bobo, I mean, he's been around forever. A lot of the listeners probably know who he is if they've, you know, seen some of the DVDs and whatnot out there. Bobo at this point was like doing aggressive calls to the Sasquatches, trying to get them all riled up, and he called to them, and this thing would scream and do all that sort of stuff back. And it came down behind some trees, and then Bobo let loose a series of, you know, aggressive howls at him. And the Squatch just stood there. And so Bobo decided that, well, I'm going to wait this thing out and see how long it took. And if I remember correctly, Bobo said it was over 20 minutes before they heard the thing walking away again.
Well, you know, Cliff, we get incredible stories from people who have witnessed Bigfoot walking across the roads, out in the fields, in the woods. I mean, just incredible stuff. These thermal imagers that you have, describe how they work and what do they look like? How big are they?
Oh, well, I have two different units right now. One of them is a, I think Raytheon makes it. Thermal I-250D is the brand, is the model number. You can look that up on the internet. But it's essentially the size of, say, a 1980s video recorder. So it's about maybe 12, 14 inches long, maybe 4 to 6 inches, you know, boxy square, like tall and wide. I don't use that one as a mobile unit very often. We have motion sensor DVRs that we use. So I try to choose a spot that would we would be most, like, for example, when I go camping at a lake or a meadow or whatever in a squatchy area, I try to choose the spot that I would believe Sasquatches would observe me from, most likely. Where would the Squatch feel safest? And I focus the imager on that spot with the motion sensor DVR. So if there's any pixelation change in the field of view, the DVR automatically starts recording. So the larger unit I use as an all-night surveillance model, I guess, for lack of a better term. We also have smaller handheld units. I think they're 200Xs or something by the same company. And they look like small binoculars, but with one eyepiece, essentially. And we pipe those out into continually running DVRs. And you can either hold them with your hand or you can mount them on a helmet or something like that and walk around with them. It's a kind of a cumbersome setup, but it's the best that we've come up with so far for a mobile unit.
And you think thermal imaging is critical to the investigation, the search?
I think it's by far our most powerful tool. I think another great critical, you can do without it. I was talking to another investigator a few weeks ago, and he kept suggesting third-generation night vision piped into a recorder of some sort is the runner-up to therms. But, again, if you're hunting nocturnal mammals that hide from you, I can't imagine a better tool than a thermal imager.
Could you determine the difference between a bear, maybe standing up, and a Sasquatch?
I think as soon as it moved, you could.
You could. Okay.
Well, as soon as it moved, and Sasquatches would have longer legs. Their arms swing when they walk, and bears aren't exactly fluid.
Kind of cumbersome, aren't they?
Pardon me?
Kind of cumbersome, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they can walk around a little bit on their hind legs, but after talking to so many witnesses, almost every witness comments on the fluidity of the gait of the Sasquatch, and that would just be a stark contrast to that of a bear.